Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Give of your best to the Master. We want to do our very best for Jesus. We want to give Him our best.
Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh showing ardor into the battle for truth. Jesus has set the example. Dauntless was He, young and brave. Give Him your loyal devotion. Give Him the best that you have.
We have another day ahead of us, and I'm so thankful that you're here and that you're joining me. Welcome back. Do you remember what we've been studying this week? We have been studying all about Mary and about her very special gift that she gave to Jesus. Before we get started with our lesson, though, let's pray and ask Jesus' Holy Spirit to be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that You will send Your Holy Spirit to guide us, to lead us, to teach us what You want us to learn. Thank You. Amen. Judas was very angry. Do you know why? Where we had left off? Mary had just broken open an alabaster box of perfume and poured the contents on Jesus' head and His feet. She had used up or poured out this perfume on Jesus. She had anointed Him. But Judas was angry. He shouldn't have been. He was in charge of the money that people gave to help Jesus and the disciples, and he pretended to be very careful with it. He also pretended to be interested in helping other people. But you know what? He was really a thief. In fact, the Bible in John chapter 12 tells us what kind of person he was. Let's look it up. John, it's the fourth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 12, verse 4 through 6. John chapter 12, verse 4 through 6. Once you find John, find chapter 12. Once you find chapter 12, then look up 4. And we're going to read 4, 5, and 6. Here's what it says.
But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it.
So why did Judas say this? Was it because he cared about the poor? No, because he was a thief. He had the money box, and he was used to taking whatever he wanted and using it for himself. When Jesus talked about what Mary had done, he looked right at Judas. Suddenly, Judas realized that Jesus knew what he had been doing with their money. Also, Jesus knew what Judas would have done with the money that Mary spent for the perfume if it had been given to them. Judas had embarrassed Mary, and now he should have been thankful that Jesus hadn't embarrassed him right there by telling everybody all around them the truth about him. But you know what? Instead of being thankful and sorry for his sins and realize that what he was doing was wrong, Judas became angry at Jesus. So guess what he did? He decided he was going to get even with Jesus. He was going to force Jesus to do what Judas wanted him to do. So Judas hurried to Jerusalem. He talked to the priests and the rulers. They were having a meeting at the house of the high priest when Judas arrived. He walked right into their meeting room. How do you think they felt when they saw Judas there to help them capture Jesus? Do you think they were excited? I think they were. They were like, oh, wow. Oh, this is perfect. This is providential. Now we can trap Jesus. We have one of his own helping us. It reminds me a little bit of Cain and Abel. Cain was so mad at Abel for doing what was right that he went and he slew his brother or killed his brother. That's kind of how Judas was feeling. Here Jesus was doing what was right. Jesus rebuked him without even drawing any attention or telling other people what Judas was doing that was wrong. But Judas was so mad and so angry that he just wanted to get rid of Jesus. He wanted to force Jesus to become the king. At least that was his reasoning. Jesus loved Judas. He was there teaching him and helping him and wanting to work in his heart and in his life, but Judas would have none of it. But did Jesus force Judas to do what was right? No. He always gives us a choice. Jesus never forces himself on us. We have a choice. Are we going to love and follow Jesus like Mary did? Or are we going to turn away from Jesus' gift like what Judas did? That's our choice that we have. And I know that I want to choose Jesus. I want him to be Lord of my life. I want him to change me from the inside out. How about you? Well, let's pray and let's ask him. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who came and gives us the opportunity to follow him, to love him, to trust him. We pray that you will help us to make the right choice like Mary did. She was willing to give up all, to sacrifice, because nothing was too good for Jesus. Help us to be the same. Help us to be more and more like him. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing our memory verse song. We loved him because he first loved us. Who first loved us, boys and girls? Jesus did, didn't he? And because he first loved us, now we can love him. So let's go ahead and sing this song together.
We love him because he first loved us. Because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. Because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. Because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.